Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly. Today I must stay at your house." He came down quickly and received Jesus with joy. When the crowd saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. If I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Just like yesterday, we had a collision of two searches, so today we do as well. As we prepare for the end of the liturgical year, which has its focus on the last things and how the Lord is coming for us and how we're supposed to be ready, and as we make ready for the Advent season coming up just around the corner, it's important for us to ponder both of these dynamisms. The Son of Man comes to seek, because he's got the desire for us, and to save, that's his ultimate intention, what was lost. We saw that yesterday with Bartimaeus. Jesus went to Jericho. Didn't seem like he was looking for him, but he was ready for him. And Bartimaeus was seeking the Lord in his mercy. And the Lord came close, and he called Bartimaeus to himself, and Bartimaeus got up to see him. Throwing away his cloak, his security blanket, taking the risk to try to walk through the crowd as a blind man, he came to find in Jesus both the mercy for which he was crying out like an animal, as well as his sight. He wanted to see the Lord so that he could follow him and glorify God. Today we see Zacchaeus heard that the same Jesus was passing by and wasn't just fascinated to see the spectacle. He really wanted to see Jesus, and in a sense, to be seen by Jesus. He wanted to encounter Jesus. He wanted far more than a been there, done that, saw him type of experience. We can only imagine how big the crowd must have been if Zacchaeus felt obliged to climb a sycamore tree to see him. It had to be several people deep. It had to be in such a situation in which there could have been no opening even for a kid or somebody the size of a kid to crawl through and get up front. That's who was following the Lord. But without shame, he ran ahead to climb a sycamore tree in order to be able to be seen by Jesus. How silly it must have been for a chief tax collector to be seen in a tree. But he was willing to confront that embarrassment. And we learn a lot from him. We learn a lot about how we're called to overcome obstacles to see the Lord, because many things and people can get in our way. Shows us the courage to climb that tree. But it's not a one-time thing. We have to persevere in doing what it takes to see the Lord. And that's where today's first reading comes in, with the extraordinary story of Eleazar. We're living in an age in which, as many people get older, they get softer. They've been faithful their whole life. They've tried to set a good example. But the culture's going in a different direction. So eventually they just give in and say everybody else is doing it. So if everybody else is going to the same-sex marriage, I'll go to the same-sex marriage. If everybody else is making exceptions to the destruction of human life, well then I'm not going to seem so extreme. Yesterday there was a scandalous example given by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, which made $5 billion last year, cleared it, has been suffering because Chick-fil-A has been one of those companies led that has resisted the culture. They have supported things like the Salvation Army. They've supported things like Christian fellowship for athletes on college campuses. And yesterday they said, we're really only going to give our donations now to homeless shelters, to food programs. And I forget what the third was. But they were beaten down because there are places that just aren't going to allow them into malls and shopping centers and airports and the rest, because they give to organizations that support marriage. So they finally said, $5 billion ain't enough. We could be doing 8, we could be doing 10, if only we got the protesters out of our way. Now, were they doing anything wrong? There's no obligation to support certain causes with charitable money. Everybody else was capitulating to the culture. But they set such a terrible example. They lost their perseverance. They were doing right, and I'm convinced it was one of the reasons why people patronized Chick-fil-A, not just because their chicken tastes good, but because they stood for something. Even a company that would not open on Sunday, because they stood for something, and they ceased to stand for something heroic, and it is going to impact their bottom line. Eleazar shows us how to persevere. As we grow older, we should become more faithful. We don't have to wait until we're 90 in order to have that example. When we're 26, we should be firmer in the faith than when we're 25. When we're 50, more than when we're 40. When we're 90 and 91 and 99 and 100. We should be growing in fidelity. And that's what we see with Eleazar. Everybody else was eating pork. Because he had earned such a great reputation, people were capable of giving him some type of runaround so that he'd be able to eat beef and just pretend as if you were eating pork, as if it were solely the ingestion of pork which was the problem. But Eleazar was too wise to buy that runaround, buy that capitulation. He simply said, I'd give a terrible example to the young. He recognized at 90 that one of his chief duties was to give a good example to the young. And that's what he chose to do. One of my favorite lines in sacred scripture is at the beginning of this reading. It says, Eleazar, in his senescence, ran to the instrument of torture. Not only was he not afraid, but in a sense, he was eager, not for the pain, obviously. He talked about the pain at the end. But he was eager to set the example of fidelity. And that's an eagerness that the church really needs today, as in so many areas, we get softer, despite the fact that each year is supposed to be a year of grace upon grace, which means we're supposed to be a little bit more heroic by the year. Zacchaeus, after he had seen Jesus, was so transformed that he immediately committed to be a better person that he would give half his possessions to the poor, and that if he had ever defrauded anyone of anything, that he would pay it back, not just 100%, not just with a little bit of interest, but a spectacular four times over. Such was the impact of seeing Jesus and being transformed by that sight of Jesus looking at him with saving love. Jesus wants to effect that same type of transformation in us. The same Jesus who went to Jericho comes here to St. Andrew's to seek and to save us. We can see him here, but we have to persevere in seeing him against the various obstacles, sometimes fatigue, sometimes pain, sometimes our own wounds, sometimes the parts in us that really haven't grown up. But Jesus doesn't put all that pressure on us. It's always moved me with the story of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus isn't the only one to climb a tree. When we couldn't see Jesus because of how short we were, and when we were still incapable of even climbing a tree, he climbed one on our behalf, so that like the serpent lifted up in the desert, we could all see him looking at us as the good shepherd who comes to seek and save us always, together with Eliezer and Zacchaeus. Let us perseveringly overcome whatever obstacles that are necessary to see him, so that we might embrace him, follow him, and glorify him, where all will behold him forever. Amen.